way.
Warning. Explicit content. Listener discretion is advised. Buckle up.
This just in. Breaking news. What? You call this shit news? Uh-oh.
Hola, Paco. That's where my Spanish ends.
Mm.
I've got no more. No más. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. You sure that there's fucking meat drippings to make gravy?
Yeah.
Because I've had vegan gravy before.
No, but you haven't. Yeah, I've had vegan meatballs too before. The word meat's right in them, bitches. But you know what? It's not a meatball or delicious.
I've had some really good vegan food, but most of it is terrible and tastes like a sandbox.
Yeah, it's not good. It's mostly a textural thing that they fuck up.
That's the thing. Well, see, the mistake that they really make is trying to mimic...
Is not eating meat.
Yeah, they try and mimic meat flavors.
What are they doing?
Just do your own shit.
Yeah.
Because I had someone made me a vegan turkey on Thanksgiving once, and it was like, and she like sculpted it into the shape of a turkey, and it was all made out of like seitan.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, it was the worst. And I was the only vegetarian there, so I felt like I needed to eat like
the entire thing.
No, not the entire thing. I ate maybe a quarter of it.
Did she put fake bones in it?
She didn't put fake bones in it. She actually used cardboard, like paper towel rolls to make the drumsticks.
That's what you want in your food.
And then sculpted around it. Yep. She went all out.
Apparently.
Yep.
I didn't know you had people that liked you.
Yeah, it's weird. And she owns a gym, too.
Huh.
Yeah. In Northampton, Massachusetts.
Speaking, that's a perfect segue. Because I was in the gym.
Were you wearing a dapper tie?
No, I was just wearing my undies at this point.
You know, if you were wearing a dapper tie, you could have gotten it shipped to your house for free. If you went to wearedapperties.com and entered the promo code FAKE, you wouldn't have been just in your undies.
I know that.
You would have been in your undies and a dapper tie.
Where were you the other day? Not watching me in the sauna, that's
probably
for sure.
Fucking shoveling because my shit-heel landlord doesn't shovel. Anyway.
What have I told you about not stalking me while I'm scantily clad?
To not do it?
Yes. So anyway, I was in the sauna getting my heat on, which I enjoyed doing. Makes me feel nice.
Is there a gym I can join just to use the sauna? I like a nice long sweat.
The one I was at.
Where do you go?
Don't
say the name.
Don't say the name. Okay.
Jasper's House of Sweat.
Uncle Fixin's Downstairs Gravy.
when are we still on to do that isolation chamber thing sometime?
Oh yeah, we should do that.
Yeah.
So anyway, you know those, you all right? So you know those like real thick wristbands that are like 80s style? They're like...
Those are called handcuffs.
Yeah, they're like 6 inches long and super thick and like
about
fuzzy.
The slap bracelets?
No, a sweatband.
Oh, sweatbands. Yeah.
Yeah, those motherfuckers. So I'm sitting there and I look down to my right and on the bench in the sauna...
Oh, no.
Is this really big sweatband. And
not on somebody, just
no, just
solo.
Just kicking it there.
What color is it?
Black.
Probably James Hetfield, so he has a shitload of those.
It is. So anyway, it might have been his because it seemed like it had lyrics on it. Because it had like a little laminated section that you could put different, like almost like index cards in. It almost looked like, and you're not a sports fan, but other people might understand this, like football quarterbacks in football will have like a wristband and they can like they have several like laminated pages on there where they can go through the plays and stuff like that, and so they have them with them on the field. So it kind of looked like that. So I'm a curious little cat, and that's why they call me Whiskers. So
that's not why they call you that.
No, is it not?
No.
I gotta work on my hygiene, my at least tend in the yard downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is what it said on there. I'm going to read you a little poem. I don't mind if you get a little misty-eyed. All right? All right, let's go on a little journey together. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. And then there's like a different paragraph. For we know in part, sorry, I took a picture of this, so it's a little unclear. So for we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me.
Mm-hmm. That bullshit's from the Bible.
All of it? It's dumb. Why do you need this with you when you're working the fuck out?
Just a small town boy born and raised in South Detroit.
Is that also from the Bible?
He took the midnight train going anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's from the Gospel of Luke.
Is it? All of it?
The Gospel of Steve Perry.
I left the sauna, got my phone, went back in
Maybe
the sauna, and took a photo of
Abraham
this.
Came down in his chariot and brought him up to heaven, and just the sweatband was left.
Oh, shit. The rapture's begun, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
That would make sense, because no one I know has disappeared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're fine.
We're here.
We're who's left.
Fine might be an overstatement,
yeah.
But we're here.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I thought that was real weird. I don't know why you need that with you while you're working out. How much inspiration do you need mid lift?
I need a lot.
Yeah, well,
I think you went to the gym with me once, and I was on the elliptical machine for like 90 seconds, and I thought I was dying.
I don't remember this.
I was like, "How long has it been?" And you're like, "Not even 2 minutes."
We should do this again. That sounds fun.
Mm-hmm.
What else was I going to talk about? Oh yeah, friggin' went to church. Speaking of church, I went to church today.
What?
Taco Bell.
Oh, okay.
Went to Taco Bell. Same thing. Treated myself to
they both get you down on your knees.
Yeah, I treated myself to not feeling well later.
What'd you get?
Well, I don't mind telling you, I got the chalupa meal with steak.
What's in the chalupa meal? Is it the chalupa box?
No, I don't get boxes like you. It's two chalupas.
Yeah.
I choose the soft taco over the hard taco, so you get two chalupas, a soft taco. And then I threw in, as a bonus, just to give them a try.
Cinnamon twists?
Nope.
Those are terrible.
Nope. The new fries. The nacho fries.
They're awful.
I loved them.
Me too.
Ain't nothing wrong with them, man. You're dipping them in fucking fake cheese.
Yeah, but there's not... Like, the cheese to fry ratio is not good, and there's too much...
Oh, I got a lot.
There's too much shit on the fries.
Not enough. I love shit on my fries. I like dusty fries. I like my fries to be like somebody with eczema. Just shit falling off them.
That was one of the few times I almost puked at Best Buy. I told you about that when fucking... Because there was a dude who worked up at fucking... I'm just thinking about it right now. There was a guy who used to work at the cell phone department when there was like a boat up front. And there was a phone there, so when we had... this is going to make sense to nobody listening. Actually, that's not true. There's a fair amount of former Best Buy employees that listen. They used to have Chalk Talk up front. So before the store opened, if you were like there at 9:52 waiting to get into Best Buy and you looked and saw everyone who worked at the store all gathered at the front, we talked about stupid bullshit for like 20 minutes before the store opened each day. So I was a supervisor, and the phone was ringing. So one of the managers was like, go answer that. So I picked it up, but there's a kid who worked at the department who had psoriasis really bad. So I went to pick up the phone, and the like cradle that the phone sits in was just full of parts of his head.
I love the random things that really affect you.
And so I was really grossed out, and I like took the call, and I was just like, okay, whatever. And then I came back, and like my friend Norm, who was working, like could tell that something was upsetting me, and he's like, what happened? So I told him, he's like, show me. And I show him, and he's like, oh, this? And then he licked his finger and then ran it in through it and had a bunch of... And in my mind, I always think that he licked the shit. He didn't. He licked his finger, but he had a bunch of Chuck's head on his finger afterwards. And I was just like...
Did you actually puke?
No, but I came real close. Like, I was, like, dry heaving. I was retching real bad.
Ah, that's amazing. So, Yeah, I've heard some.
That
I've,
was on your fries, though.
I've worked in hospitals before, and I've heard some pretty hellacious, like, skin coming off stories about, like, people with psoriasis or eczema.
There was a lady who used to come to the kiosk, the jewelry kiosk, like, once a week and would try on all the jewelry, and she had really bad psoriasis on her arms. So while she was trying it on, inevitably, because she would try on the Cape Cod bracelets. I don't know if you've seen those or not.
Yeah, with the little hook.
Yeah, it's, well, no, it's a complete bracelet and has a little ball that screws together. Mm, yeah, but balls. You have to basically pry it open and, like, slide it over your wrist.
Yeah.
Yeah, and every time she did it, it would just slice this fucking skin desert open and then just fucking old blood.
Was your name Savannah?
Yeah. And I was just like, and she never bought anything, just, you know, spread her fucking AIDS around. I threw a couple Chinese condoms at her, but it didn't do anything.
They were too small.
Too late.
yeah, that's gross.
If someone's from Zimbabwe.
I had to clean it up.
Yeah.
One time I had to teach this woman
psoriasis?
How to, well, it was another, it was a husk. It was a second skin, if you will.
How much was it? How much skin was there?
I mean, if you swept it into a pile. I mean, I don't know. I wish you guys could see his face right now. it was a lot. So I had to teach this person how to get up if they fell down. And we were on, like, this mat that I put on the ground so that she didn't actually injure herself. And there was, yeah. I was like, somebody bring a snake in here?
I always wondered, like, with someone with a severe skin condition like that, how many days does it take before they've generated their entire body weight? And, like, yeah. I mean, it sounds funny, but, like, I've actually thought about that.
I'm sure. While retching. While puking.
Yeah.
All right. I have nothing else. I guess, do you have anything that you want to discuss?
So when you're in the sauna, are you naked or do you leave a towel on?
I usually have, like compression shorts on or something like that. Like,
Or just one discarded sweatband?
Yeah. I usually cobble together some just discarded skin and just roll it in glue and then turn it into a...
sweaty old...
I call it my Ed Gein loincloth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There you go. There's a little serial killer joke for you.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Fixin's Downstairs Gravy. Wow, Chuckles McGillicuddy over here made us a logo for Uncle Fixin's Downstairs Gravy.
I don't know why there's a cappuccino in
no time,
in the
too.
Picture.
That was.
Yeah, I don't know why there's a cappuccino in the picture, but it looks.
Yeah,
dumb,
that's
know.
My downstairs gravy. It should be in a building, and then the upstairs should be empty, and the gravy should be downstairs. Mm-hmm. Or you should just have a dick in it.
Real fake news?
So this is kind of a trip back to our roots here. We haven't talked about placenta in a while.
What the fuck is coffee nap?
All right, that's an advertisement.
Okay.
Don't be distracted.
Is it similar to a jack nap?
Yeah, only quite the opposite. A jack nap, the frenetic part is up front and then you actually sleep. A coffee nap, you're pretty calm, and then you drink your coffee and then you're very frenetic. One of them involves cum, though.
The coffee nap?
Depends on how frenetic you get.
Yeah, you need a wet nap after that.
Yeah. So Kylie Whitworth is a 23-year-old from Georgia.
Every Kylie I've ever met, piece of garbage.
Well, hold on a second. She gave birth to her son, Samuel, earlier this week, and she enlisted a doula soon after to help her turn her placenta into a chocolate dessert. Yeah.
I've heard about putting bacon in chocolate, but placenta.
She shared a video of the process on her Facebook page, which documented...
somebody has to have made placenta
below.
Jerky.
Let's see the video real quick. I want to see if she's just holding this fucking used garbage bag.
Warning, the following video contains...
Oh, there it is.
Yep, sure is.
Wow, this is fucking graphic. Oh, God, you guys are all real glad you're not seeing this.
Mm-hmm. Basically, looks like a jellyfish steak.
It looks like the worst stingray.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, she's just field dressing this SWAT luggage.
She just
SWAT
seems to be
luggage.
Moving it around. SWAT luggage.
Yeah.
5.33 pounds.
That's a lot of fucking shit that your body said. She, no, thanks.
She, whoa. Let's
Tree
go back.
Tree of Life placenta print.
You are an artiste. How do you appreciate this? Why don't you describe what they probably did here?
So some of you have seen like the Tree of Life little infinity symbol thing. It's basically like that, but with the alien's tail at the bottom of it.
But what? How did they create it?
They slapped this down on some fucking cheese bread or a fucking cheesecloth and just, ugh.
It's like the Shroud of Turin for gross.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an imprint of this woman's placenta. So they steam the placenta, apparently.
Does that clean
then,
it?
Oh, they put the amniotic sac in a dehydrator. I believe it's the Ronco electric food dehydrator that you've seen on many infomercials.
Uh-huh.
The umbilical cord is also in the dehydrator. When it's done steaming, it looks...
It somehow looks worse.
It really does.
Oh, like I've seen. It looks oh. like. Honestly, it oh, looks time, like a testicle.
Time to cut it up.
Cut in half. Ah.
She's slicing it. Like it's. I don't know.
It's real bloody still, even after it's been dehydrated.
Yeah, are you sure they didn't? You put that in the hydrator. Now they cut it up and they're putting it in the dehydrator again.
Yeah.
Now we wait 16 hours. Oh God.
Yep.
All dried out, it looks like what I clean out of
it looks
my
like
cat's
burnt
fucking litter
poop.
Box.
It looks like burnt poop.
Yeah. It looks like shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's way smaller. So now they make it into powder in a blender. And now they're blending it with Oreos. They mix the placenta powder into the mashed Oreos.
And throws it in the trash.
And they make Oreo truffles.
These cunts need to be stopped.
At least need to stop using their cunts or what comes out of it. They put it in heart-shaped molds. Oh, Christ.
I was going to say, how far can they stretch this? But there was a lot of no good in this fucking...
Yeah.
Well, oh, and she puts a cute Instagram filter on her fucked up face as she's eating this trash.
Why is she eating it?
Because she's garbage.
Because apparently her name is Kylie.
Because Gwyneth Paltrow told her to.
Yeah. She said, use what comes out of your yoni. You filthy cunt.
Mm-hmm.
Kim Kardashian also did this too. And apparently Alicia Silverstone. And January Jones? Who the fuck is January Jones?
She was on Mad Men.
Oh, nobody cares about her.
She showed her titty in Shape of Water as well.
Oh, there you go. Just one titty?
Just one titty. Mm. And, well, it was...
I like to see the symmetry of them.
She played Michael Shannon's wife, and he made her pull her titty out, and then he got his bloody hand all over it.
You sure was he just playing with placenta before then?
Well, his fingers. Have you not seen that movie?
No,
his fingers rotting off.
So anyway,
speaking of that, there is a now Shape of Water Gillman dildo.
Oh God. All right, I'll look it up.
It's a. I can send you the picture. I have it saved on my phone.
I'm looking it up. Okay. Here we go.
Yeah.
The Shape of Water dildo surge, sales surge. There's no picture.
So you got to click on pictures. Don't. Yeah,
is this
it's
it?
Right. No, you just went by. It's the third. Yeah. Yep. The third picture.
Oh.
Yeah. Click on that.
That's.
Well, that's his face from the movie, and that's his penis from, you know...
The dildo?
Yeah, from in a very inventive, you know, head shop.
Awesome. Creepy. Mm-hmm. So anyway, a doctor weighed in this, or a medical expert, weighed in on this practice and said that...
The placenta chocolate?
Yeah. Because the reason they think that this is going to be real good for them is... That, you know, it has the umbilical cord and all the other things that bring nutrients to the baby. Doesn't mean it's made out of tons of nutrients. It might have some, might have a lot. But the medical experts basically say when you steam it and dehydrating it, you're pretty much draining almost all of any good for you hormones or nutrients.
So it's like carrots. It's no good once you steam them.
Yeah.
I mean, tastier, but.
For sure. Bearable.
Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure all the nutrients and the goodness that are in it, it's counterweighed out when you dip it in fucking Oreos.
I mean, just avoid auto cannibalism if you can.
Because
eventually you're going to run out.
Is swallowing cum, would you consider that cannibalism?
No, it's a renewable resource.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's like the solar power of auto cannibalism.
I mean, technically speaking,
it just keeps coming and coming and coming down from above.
Eating a placenta is a renewable resource, too. Just look at my stepsister.
That's true. All right.
Yeah.
Next tale. So this girl.
Yeah.
She don't look like that no more. So she's fairly cute, 20-year-old blonde girl from South Carolina. Her name is Kaylee Muthart.
Yep.
From Anderson, South Carolina.
Bet she's real dumb.
Do you know this story? Oh, you already know this story? He's getting the fuck out of here. Didn't you say you had to go get us something? Get our stickers. We got stickers coming in now.
Nice.
So we could pimp ourselves more appropriately and with some adhesive we're harder to get rid of. So
Kaylee,
she was a straight A student. She was occasionally a drinker.
I like
drinker.
That word was.
Yeah, occasionally a drinker and, you know, dabbled in some marijuana. And then a friend gave her some marijuana that was laced with a substance, and that got her thinking about other drugs, and she started getting into ecstasy, coke, meth, you know.
What's the time frame here? Like a three-day weekend?
I think from like high school age till now when she's 20.
Okay.
She slowly worked her way up the totem pole of debauchery.
I think technically it's work your way down.
That's true. So she ended up breaking up with, or her boyfriend broke up with her, and she started to take like Xanax and other stuff, started throwing more fuel on the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And then recently she was really fucked up. It doesn't say what she was on. I think she was on ecstasy, but I'm not 100% sure. But she started taking ecstasy, and here's a quote from her. "While on ecstasy, I studied the Bible. Mm. I misinterpreted a lot of it. I convinced myself that meth would bring me closer to God. So then she took some meth."
Most of the people who do meth believe in God, so that makes sense.
Yep. So she bought meth from her dealer and recalls that she injected a larger dose of meth than I had ever used before. While hallucinating from the large dose, Muthart recalled that she thought someone had to sacrifice something important to the world, and that person was me. I thought everything would end abruptly and everyone would die if I didn't tear out my eyes immediately. I don't know how I came to that conclusion, but I felt it was without a doubt the right rational thing to do immediately. So, warning. This is what it says in the article. Warning. Details below contain graphic material. So I pushed my thumb, pointer, and middle finger into each eye, gripped each eyeball, twisted, and pulled until each eye popped out of the socket. It felt like a massive struggle. The hardest thing I ever had to do. You're laughing right now. Because I could no longer see. I didn't know if there was blood. But I know that the drugs...
I feel like you could probably feel it.
I know that the drugs numb the pain. I'm pretty sure I would have tried to claw right into my brain if a pastor hadn't heard me screaming. Where the fuck was she? I want to see. She was screaming, "I want to see the light," which I don't recall saying, and he restrained me. He later said when he found me that I was holding my eyeballs in my hands. I had squished them, although they were somehow still attached to my head. yeah, that one really got you there, huh? give us your feelings. What are you feeling?
I mean, I'm not super into this at all, but like, if you're going to do it, make a clean fucking break. If they're just fucking hanging down. There was an old Masters of the Universe figure that had a little lever on his back. You could make his eyeballs shoot out of his head like they were on these stems, but over time the spring would break and they would just flop down. That's what she looked like.
So following,
she's okay now though, right?
Well, listen, following her surgery to save her optic nerves, she said that she knew she was blind and suffered from bad headaches. She refused to take painkillers despite her pain, and even asked visitors to describe how she looked now that she could not see. Since then, she's been clean, off drugs.
Huh.
She's adapting to her new lifestyle and hopes to go back to school for marine biology, which she won't be able to see. She also plans to attend 90 Narcotics Anonymous meetings and hopes, only 90 for some reason, and hopes
well, they do the whole, you're supposed to do 90 meetings in 90 days.
and hopes to raise enough money on GoFundMe for a seeing eye dog. Despite the situation, Muthart says...
I don't think she can handle a dog.
Muthart says she's happier now than she was before all of this happened. I'd rather be blind than dependent on drugs. It took losing my sight to get me back on the right path, but from the bottom of my heart, I'm so glad I'm here.
You didn't really lose your sight so much as take it away.
Yeah, you ruined your sight.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't even have much commentary on that.
It's fucking assholes like that that give drugs a bad name.
Yeah, really. If you can't handle it, if you can't handle the ride, don't get on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to move right the fuck along.
You think she has one of those Jordy LaForge headbands in front of her eyes now?
I think we should get her one.
For those of you not familiar, Jordy LaForge used to host a show called Reading Rainbow before people send him hate mail because of his basketball playing sons. I'm getting that story correct, right?
Close enough.
Okay.
So that was pretty good. Well, I mean, pretty good for a guy who's wrong about the entire story, but pretty good.
Right.
So.
All right.
This woman, Neldon Molina, is suing Hamburger Mary's.
Not a real place.
It is. Let's look it up. Hamburger Mary's. Eat, drink, and be merry.
Where the fuck? In Chicago? Oh, no. It's
not. In West Hollywood. There you go. Oh, whoops. No, forget it. Whatever.
Ooh, that's exciting. Action Dinosaur is now following me on Instagram. I don't know what that means.
So this is apparently a burger joint that has drag queens in it.
Mm-hmm.
So she's suing this woman, Neldon Molina, was a customer, and she's suing Hamburger Mary's and an individual known as Amanda DeHod, D'HOD, for $1.5 million. So she was in there, and Amanda DeHod was performing. She was doing her drag queen bits, and she has...
Okay, let me just ask. So Amanda is the one being sued?
Yeah, that her and the establishment.
Is Amanda... Oh, so Amanda is a woman dragging as a man?
I don't think so. Because
there's a difference between...
No, she's a man dragging as a woman.
Okay, so she's a he. It's different than transgendered people.
I know.
Okay.
But I think she's got some big old titties.
So do I.
I think hers were added surgically.
Mine were just added through Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Mine were added deliciously.
So apparently the performer went up to Miss Molina.
Mm-hmm.
The performer grabbed Molina by the neck during the show and violently pounded the plaintiff's head against the defendant's chest up to 9 times, according to the lawsuit. which, with her big old titties, caused Molina to suffer irreversible spinal damage and has lost range of motion in her spine and the strength in her right arm.
Those are really big tits.
Yeah. So when are we going to Hamburger Mary's?
I was going to say, to be fair, fake tits are really hard. So
that's true.
There's not as much give to them as the ones that Mother Nature bestowed on people.
Not apparently at all. So I like the up to 9 times. Like, it definitely wasn't 10.
Yeah.
But it could have been 7, 8, 9.
I blacked out around 6.
Yeah. Double digits, I think I'd be dead.
Yeah.
You're not a sturdily built person if some motorboating has ruined you for life.
No.
No. All right. This story is super fucked up.
You do recognize that this is 2 stories after you telling me about a girl clawing her own eyes out, right?
Yeah. She didn't really claw them out as much as she pulled them out.
I'm just impressed that she was able to get both of them. I'd think after the one, you'd be like, that was a terrible idea.
Well, she was on a lot of meth.
Yeah.
I think ideas, you can't really pick out the good ones or the bad ones.
I mean, even Augur still has one of her eyes.
Yeah, and she could put that motherfucker back in. She didn't squish it.
No.
She just throws it around sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, South African triathlete Malengi Gwala, I think I said that right, is recovering in the hospital. So he was riding his bike, getting ready for a triathlon, you know, doing some training. Driving along down the coastal city of near the coastal city of Durban before dawn, when he was dragged off the road by
Durban before dawn.
Durban.
Oh,
comma. It was just before dawn.
I thought the name of the town was Durban before dawn because I like that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So he was dragged off the road by three attackers, and they attempted to cut off his legs with a dull blade. He was found by a local security company and taken to a hospital. This is on ESPN.com, by the way.
What kind of dull blade? Like a saw blade?
So, it doesn't really say, but this person's friend tweeted
something.
Like the Third
Blade movie with fucking Ryan Reynolds? And, yeah, that
just
was,
happened to be dull. Yeah. So, this person's friend tweeted this. A friend of mine cycling in the Durban area was robbed by three people this morning. They attempted to saw off both of his legs with a chainsaw. Mm. Blade was too blunt and only got halfway through one and started on the other. Absolutely disgusting. I'm laughing at his face, by the way, not this story. How safe are we?
Say chainsaw at first. Jesus Christ.
So he offered them his wallet and his watch and everything he had, and they didn't seem to give too much of a fuck about that.
They just really
wanted them legs. What the fuck is going on in Africa?
Oh, I was gonna say, what's his name?
Oh, Oscar Pistorius.
Yeah, maybe it's maybe
the Blade Runner.
Yeah, the Blade Runner.
He wants to be the leg runner.
Yeah, he's like, give me some of them shits.
He's in jail. He might have had some minions out mm-hmm. there. You could probably hire a good minion for 30, 40 cents down there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so it's pretty fucked up.
Is he gonna be able to run again?
So they're pretty sure they're going to be able to. They saw it into his right calf, damaging the muscle, nerves, and bone. And they think that they'll be able to save the leg. They didn't do much to his left leg because they ended up taking a couple of swipes at it and then leaving. No, he doesn't know what made them leave. They might have just realized our saw is too dull to get through this. So let's get the fuck out of here. But.
Did they know who he was, or it was just random?
We don't know. I mean, they just dragged him off the road, tried to perform some frontier medicine, in the words of David Tell, and then got the fuck out of there. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. How hungry were they?
You think they were going to eat his legs if they took him
What
off?
Else are you going to do with a fucking leg? Unless they did know him, and they knew that he made his living with his legs.
My guess is like some competition. Like this is some aggressive Tonya Harding shit.
Yeah. Do you think he was like, why?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Do
he
they
seems
know
to
where Margot Robbie was at that time? I'm just saying.
No, they don't. He seems to be handling it fairly well. He's like, you know, whatever. I'll get back. Mm-hmm. But. Yeah, that's super, super fucked up. So we're going to pick it up here and make it a little less
pornography.
Yeah, so this guy in Hyderabad, which is in India, uh-huh. Mohammed Kayum Qureshi is a 45-year-old dad. He is a butcher by profession in Jalpali Colony in a fucking really big word. I'm not even going to try that one.
Where is it?
Pahadisha Reef area in the old city. So anyway, his oldest son, Khalid, got a phone and became addicted to watching movies on it and specifically watching porn on it. Mm-hmm. And this guy Muhammad did not appreciate his son becoming addicted to porn. And it came to a head one day, which is not a porn pun. And on Monday morning, both father and son quarreled on the same issue again. In a fit of anger, Qayyum picked up the butcher's knife and chopped off Khalid's right hand. Hearing the son's screams, the family members came and immediately took him to a nearby hospital. He cut the hand off between the wrist and elbow. So, I mean, you could still beat off lefty, though.
So he basically cut half his forearm off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That guy hates porn.
Hates his son for sure.
Yeah. This is the lightest thing on here yet.
There's a lot of dismemberment in this episode. Yeah. Did fucking George Lucas write this one?
I am getting hungry as shit.
Mm-hmm.
Can use a nice steak.
A lot of people get their arms chopped off in Star Wars movies.
They do. Not for watching porn, though, as far as I can tell.
Nah, that's the underlying message about it, though. A lot of people don't know that.
Is it? George Lucas seems like a porn watcher. You got that haircut, you're watching porn.
Yeah, I mean...
You got all them chins, you're watching porn.
You put that ugly girl in that metal bikini in the third one.
Wow.
Let's be up front, Carrie Fisher, not pretty.
Oh, man. Hot take.
And I like
not anymore.
I like Carrie Fisher. The green girl with head tentacles was hotter than her. Ula.
We're going to move on. And we're going to change the subject as instantaneously as I am physically possible of doing it. So.
Who's that?
This is right up your alley,
yeah,
isn't it?
It sure is. I don't know what she did, but I know it's bad and I know I'm into it.
Her name is also January, like the person we were talking about before.
Hey, look at that. She's got a Monroe piercing.
Piece of shit.
Yeah, got a bunch of tattoos. What's a Monroe piercing? It's that stupid piercing on your upper lip that's supposed to mimic Marilyn Monroe's beauty mark, which is a mole for, you know, normal women, but women that are supposed sex symbols, also a.k.a. the inspiration for Miss Piggy, like Marilyn Monroe. She's not attractive. I'm glad she's dead. Continue. I wish Miss Piggy was dead. No, Marilyn Monroe.
So anyway.
Garbage.
January Netherlin is her name. She is a 32-year-old who lives in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And she ran Little Giggles childcare operation.
Don't. If you left your children
with
Little Giggles.
With this woman, no less. Look at her.
I just, you know, like, hey, so we're checking out.
Any woman you really, like, see a picture of and immediately are like, I want to fuck her. I'm not giving her my kid. Especially this one. So she's in Little Giggles. It was an illegal child care operation. I think you're supposed to have, you know, some sort of license or certificates or be at least certified with the state.
And not have like a fucking scummy name for your
Little
place.
Giggles?
Yep.
Yeah. Discreet. That's like discreet,
yeah,
giggles.
It's like calling your daycare center Squinkles.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I want that.
You don't even know what that word means, but you know don't leave kids there unattended.
Yeah. What does Squinkles mean?
Doesn't mean anything. It's a made up word.
Okay.
Would you leave your children at Squinkles?
No. I seriously
yeah,
question your dedication to Sparkle Motion.
Well, coming back, when you pick up your kids, some shit on them is going to be looser than it was when you dropped them off. That's all I'm saying.
Not just their clothes.
No.
So anyway.
Squinkles.
She's been running this place for approximately 4 years. And what she is...
January downstairs gravy?
She... Yeah, she liked doing some stuff. She liked getting out and about. She was a woman on the go. But her job was to watch children, and you can't bring children with you everywhere.
Was she multitasking?
Yeah, she liked to go to CrossFit. She liked to go tanning. All these things. Can't be bringing kids to CrossFit. They're going to get hit with a barbell. So you gotta keep them under control, so you give them a lot of melatonin so that they pass the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
For the entire time that you're gone, every day.
Okay, I don't have any problem with this so far.
So
crack a window. There's fresh air coming in.
Yeah, yeah. So she pled guilty to 11 counts of first degree criminal mistreatment and 1 count of third degree assault. She was sentenced to 21 years and 4 months in prison.
Anything happened to the kids while they were napping?
No.
No harm, no foul. She doesn't have tan lines, right?
Not as far as I know.
Win-win. I thought this was going to get far more sinister than that.
No. It's still pretty fucked up.
Case dismissed.
Oh, my God. A giant bug just fell on my head.
I feel...
Oh, it's a stink bug. It's terrible.
Did you kill it? terrible. Did you kill
the... I didn't know what it was.
I've never smelled a stink bug before.
Come here, I'm coming.
I've seen them a bunch, and I know you're not supposed to kill them. That's not terrible. I mean, it's not great, but...
Does it smell worse on my head?
No, it smells the same. It just smells like a tree, really. What's that fruit? What's the fruit that starts with a D that smells really bad?
Durian fruit.
Yeah, my friend who lives in Indonesia, like, eats them all the time. She's like, yeah, I just got some more durian.
I got some while I was in Thailand. I'm not enjoying this.
I haven't seen Gary make this upset face in quite some time. I think since the last time we dined in New Orleans.
At least not since, not while looking directly at you. Usually it's looking true. Backwards at you while you're behind me.
You're usually taking a selfie.
So anyway,
she got 21 years?
Yeah, for not watching kids.
That's...
For being a bad babysitter. But, I mean, you can get it. I mean, she also told the parents that they weren't allowed to come pick up the kids between 11 and 2 because
because they're past the quote-unquote
nap time and because she's not there.
Yeah.
So you might be asking yourself, you probably aren't, how she was captured, how this came to anybody's attention.
Mm-hmm.
The Bend Police, which is in Bend, Oregon, some sort of crazy noise just happened off to my right, Scott's left. I think we're being shot at.
This
not
fucking
sure.
Shack is haunted.
Fucking attack of the stink bugs. So anyway, the police captured her based on tips provided by a former boyfriend and a former roommate. That's why you got to maintain good relationships and
True. And
have a clean exit from your relationships because they will fucking turn you in. So
speaking of clean exits, I'm finally the highlight of my day. 8 years after we broke up, me and my ex-girlfriend are finally not on the same phone plan anymore as of today.
Wow.
Yeah.
When you say the words clean exit, I expect a completely different story. Like, I shit today and it was so good I didn't have to wipe. Those are rare gems.
Yeah, it doesn't happen all that often.
No.
So has this chick seen anyone?
I think it squirted on my computer, too.
The stink bugness?
Yeah. I didn't kill it. It flew away afterwards. They don't smell unless you squish. Well, yeah, I clearly heard him. I was like, what is a branch on my head? So also another little addition to this story is once she was awaiting trial and was obviously in custody during that time, she was trying to bribe other inmates to say that other inmates that were recently in jail to say that they worked for her and that they were in the homes in the place at those days. And that's because the police saw her leave to do shit.
Mm-hmm.
So she was trying to get a workaround like, oh, no, yeah, I was there. And I just happened to also be in jail with her. It's fucking, what a coincidence.
So many rules in Oregon.
Yeah. Watching kids. That's dumb. All right. So this guy right here, the one, you know, in the wheelchair. In 2010, he was a strapping 19-year-old rugby player, and he was at a party with some buddies. And this is
turning into an after-school special.
Yeah, and then he was touched inappropriately.
Not that kind of. I meant like a Make-A-Wish Foundation.
I stopped it
this morning.
This is more about his stupidity.
All right, keep going.
Because these people are all living in this particular story live in Australia, which is a place where you do not trifle with any sort of. With the natural world. You stay inside.
No. Was he fucking around in nature?
Well, he was at a party with his buddies and they found a garden slug and they gave it to him and they said they dared him to eat it. So he did.
What the fuck is a garden slug?
A normal fucking slug, I think. But in Australia, they're fucking maniac slugs, apparently.
Everything in Australia is trying to kill you.
Yeah. So he ate it and it turned out it had, what the fuck is it called?
Gingivitis.
So it had a rat lungworm infestation in it. So he got...
Rat lungworm infestation.
Yeah. So he got rat lungworm parasites, and It's been a long road, but he's paralyzed now from eating a slug. He was in a coma for 420 days.
Did he win the bet?
420 days. Yeah, 420 days, and now he's super lazy.
Yeah, that dude's always lying around. That's just for those of you at home, that's a year and a half.
Yeah, don't eat slugs. That's all I can say. That's the only advice I will give in this
he
life.
He probably got some bed sores while he was in that coma.
Well, they move him probably. But maybe. That's one of my goals in life is never to get
a bed sores.
Bed sore. I mean, I am in the medical field, so I've seen them up close, and I've taken a lot of classes on how to treat them and how to not have people get them. And they are fucking aggressive. They're gross. And they seem very painful.
Is it different than like a regular scab? Dude. I've never seen one. I don't want to see one.
Here we go. Well, a stage 4 pressure ulcer. That's bone.
Huh.
Yeah, they get real big and real deep at somebody's lower back. Yeah.
You should fucking put that in a freeze dryer
go.
And put it inside
chocolate.
Take a
gander at this one.
I see some parts.
Right. Yeah, so they're pretty serious. Yeah.
I just thought it was just, you know, the itchy bleedies.
It comes in different stages. So the initial stage is just kind of like
a
reddened spot.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. That doesn't like blanch when you touch it. It doesn't blanch Devereaux when you touch it. Mm-hmm. The rare Blanche Devereaux reference. And then it just gets progressively worse until it is a place where you can rent it out like self storage.
So, like, when you see one of those, like, maybe get up, walk around.
I think that's kind of it.
Put down the pint of Haagen-Dazs.
Yeah. All right, next story. Take a gander at this fucking guy. What do you think he does for a living?
Touching.
give a quick description, a word picture of this guy.
So he's got about a half an acre between his two front teeth.
Which is your personal pet peeve.
Yeah, that's for no other reason I wouldn't fuck this dude. He's
there's plenty other reasons, he's, though.
It looks like he's got red eyebrows, which is upsetting. He's got a shaved head. He's got some salt and pepper. I thought he had earrings. That's just the shadow behind his fucking Dumbo flaps. And he's got a,
a mischievous grin.
He's got vertical stripes on his shirt, which is he looks insane.
Yeah, he's got a certain twinkle in his eye,
mm-hmm.
Much like Santa Claus that you don't want coming down your chimney.
Santa Claus or John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah, yeah, he's got a collection of tiny shoes, mm-hmm. That he got the hard way. So his name is David Swinier, and he's a math teacher. I would rather leave my kids with the broad we were talking about earlier than this fucking sociopath.
Yeah, I mean, she wasn't getting knuckle deep on the kids. She was just leaving them alone.
So neither was he.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, he might have been, but so anyway.
He works at Squinkles.
Yeah, so here's a bunch of quotes from him. These are quotes from him to a math class that he was teaching.
Okay.
And I think he teaches like middle school. Like 8th grade or somewhere around there. If my daughter was dating someone who used the F word, I wouldn't have any respect for that N word. That's the start of it. If your boyfriend says...
Did he say N word? Or
Yeah. No, he said the whole kit and caboodle. If your boyfriend says bad things to you and or treats you wrong, that means he's acting like an N word. He said...
Where's this guy teach math?
that is important, huh? Where's Duval County? Florida. You all should not be dating all these different African American boys because they are not worth it.
Huh.
24 students in the class acted as witnesses for the report, and most agreed that they clearly heard Swinyard say the word. Students said that they were shocked, with one saying he wanted to go on a rampage after hearing the epithet. black students called out Swinyard's behavior. This is the quote from him afterwards. I never said that, but if I did, I'm sorry. That is pretty contradicting.
But if I did.
Yeah, that's code for it. You said it. So he also loves to talk about politics and Donald Trump and whatnot with the kids, which no teacher should be talking about their
politics.
Let me guess.
Trump supporter?
Way, well, yeah. But either way, nobody, either side of the aisle shouldn't be discussing politics with the kids. It's really not your place. So what do you think his punishment was from the school? It is Florida.
I don't know.
I'll give you a hint. He did not get a raise.
Did he get fired?
Nope. He got a 10-day suspension.
Did they tell him to think about what he'd done?
Probably.
What a silly N-word.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, I don't know. It was more this
that
picture.
That guy shouldn't be fucking teaching math, that's for sure. Is that his mugshot?
No, I just think that's, you know.
His teacher ID badge photo?
Probably. I am amazed. I mean, this guy knows how to do math.
Like I said, we've been in the apocalypse since 2006.
My head still smells
yep.
pretty bad.
Yep.
I'm not glad that that happened, but I'm glad, I guess, we were recording when it happened. If I'm going to get attacked by something terrible, like, yeah, I hope it's while we're, you know, I want to do it for you guys.
You forgot about it for a little bit, and then you just smelled it again.
Well, I put my hand up by my face because it's on my two first fingers on my right hand mm-hmm. and my head. Because that's what I hit it with.
It's what, in olden times, were referred to as his trigger finger and his pussy finger. Yep. Yep. Yep.
Right. Speaking of pussy.
Real fake products?
So, there is a thing now that is vagina highlighter. And it's actually made by, like, I think, like, a real legitimate company. The Perfect V's shade of V. Very V luminizer.
Now, when you say highlighter, I picture that yellow marker to make something stand out. This is different?
No, it's made to... Yeah, it is a yellow... It's so you don't forget about your vagina and you can go back later and review it. That's not what it is. No, yeah, I know it's not what it is. What? Thanks for the heads up. So, according to their website, the highlighter promises to add luminous iridescent color.
So it's pussy makeup.
Yeah. To the vulva area, brightening and minimizing any skin imperfections. It is a skin imperfection.
What do you mean any? It's supposed to be a different color.
Not color, even, just like... I mean, it's supposed to, like, I think anti-wrinkle and stuff like that, too. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, it's supposed to be thicker, meatier, stinkier, and damper than the rest of the skin around it.
Basically a stink bug.
Yeah.
With added vitamin E and elderflower, the cream contains a softening and soothing effect, supposedly providing instant radiance.
That's, I mean...
I don't think I want to take a girl's pants off and see a radiant pussy. I think that would freak me out.
No. I mean, right. I've said it before, but...
What are you, from Chernobyl?
Sarah McLachlan described it best when she called it the wound that would not heal.
Yeah, there yeah. you go.
Oh, Lilith Fair. When is that coming back?
Did it go away?
I just found out that Sinead O'Connor is going to be at the Music Hall next month.
Oh, there's a they have a link to their other products. The company's name is Perfect V, by the way. Gentle exfoliator. You don't want an aggressive exfoliator.
Yeah, you
there.
Don't want all that twat dandruff everywhere.
No.
Shit is spicy.
VV Beauty Mist. I don't. What do you think that does?
I don't know. Does this company also make asshole bleach?
I hope so. Everything
Vanicure
on here
Essentials
under the description. Wait, what?
It's like a box set.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
$58 for the gentle wash, the gentle exfoliator, and the VV cream. It's a Vanicure. A Vanicure. Mm. Oh, that is funny. I didn't think of it that way. like manicure, but vangina. So
can we get them as a sponsor? Because I'll try it out.
What are you gonna put it on?
My man pussy.
You're gonna stay tucked back for that long?
Yeah.
I don't know what the purpose of this product is, other than a woman just feeling
nobody
better, a little bit better about herself. This is a product nobody needs.
This is a product nobody asked for.
That is for certain.
I mean, I've gazed
into the brown eye,
yeah,
or into the whispering eye.
Yeah, I've gazed at a couple fucking busted hatchet wounds before, but I wasn't like, yeah, this needs some cosmetics on it, and that'll look right as rain. Yeah. Like, I'm just like, eh, whatever. I'll just roll up my sleeves and get done what needs done.
I feel like we're 4 months away from, I don't know, is the Spice Channel still a thing? Some sort of porn channel or porn hub channel or whatever, mm-hmm. starting a vaginal makeover show. Mm. Somebody just comes in looking like Demi Moore's Ewok Village, and then next thing you know,
oh, I'm sure,
primping, preening, plucking, revitalizing, apparently, making radiant.
Do porn channels have reality shows?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's called amateur videos.
Yeah, it's amateur videos.
Yeah.
It's very,
my
very reality
favorite.
What do you think an iridescent vagina looks like? Yeah, I mean, so the definition of iridescent, which I pretty much knew, but showing luminous colors.
Type in tricky pre-millennium tension. That'll show you what an iridescent vagina looks like. Yeah.
Is
and
this?
Click on the image.
Images?
Yeah. That's what an iridescent vagina looks like. Yeah. You can play along at home.
Is this like an album cover?
Yeah, it is.
It's a woman doing a split and where her vagina
globe
would be.
And there's, yeah, it's...
It's a glowing globe of the planet.
ET phone home. But you notice the light is emanating from her twat.
I do.
Yep.
Is this a good album?
It's a fantastic album.
All right. Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
You have your album suggestion for the day and, you know... Your pussy can be more iridescent and radiant.
Yeah.
There's really nothing else we can bring you.
Mm-hmm.
Go fuck yourself.
Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and give us 5 stars on all those fucking platforms. It really helps us.
Give us 5 stars in your heart.
But also on iTunes, because it helps people find us easier, apparently.
And if you're a woman, we're not going to accept your 5 stars unless your vagina can be described as iridescent.
Mm-hmm.
Or radiant.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. Please wait. I see you did not heed my attempt to warn you. Sigh.
Squinkles.
Fuck it.